Welcome to the Center of Everywhere podcast, where we explore stories of rural Minnesotans who are making a difference in their communities. Rural isn't in the middle of nowhere. It is in the center of everywhere.
And welcome to episode 8. I'm Marnie Werner, the research director at the Center for Rural Policy and Development. In this episode, we wanted to get to know more about the Citizens League, a Twin Cities nonpartisan, nonprofit think tank that has led discussions and developed solutions to policy questions in areas like transportation, education, and infrastructure for more than 60 years. Now they would like to expand their volunteer-based model for solving problems into rural Minnesota, too. So our CEO, Julie Tesh, sat down with the Citizens League's Public Policy Director, Amanda Kunjbahari, to talk about what they're working on right now and directions they'll be going in the future.
Welcome to the Center of Everywhere podcast. My name is Julie Tesh, and I am the President and CEO of the Center for Rural Policy and Development. And I'm coming to you today from the fields of Freedom Township in southern Minnesota and part of our great state. So today we're very happy to have Amanda Kunjbahari with us, and she is the Public Policy Director for the Citizens League. And Amanda, I'll let you introduce yourself and the Citizens League and what you do.
Yeah, thank you so much, Julie. I really appreciate you having me on the podcast today. So hello, everyone. My name is Amanda Kunjbahari, as Julie said. I am the Public Policy Director with the Citizens League. And for those who are not familiar with the Citizens League, we are a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization. Our technical kind of hub is in downtown St. Paul. But because of COVID, as a lot of folks, we are working remotely right now. But our work spans across the state of Minnesota, and we do public policy work. So we are involved in lots of different areas, lots of different subject areas that we touch. And really our goal is to bring people together, you know, Minnesotans from all walks of life, all ideologies, to really influence public policy decision making in our state. So that's kind of the gist of who we are. And we've been around for over 60 years. So really, really impressive. And I've been with the organization for a little over a year now. So it's a little bit about us.
That's great. I guess, gosh, it was about a year ago when you and I met, because you had just started.
Just started,
I believe. Yeah. And so that's so neat that we've been able to build this relationship. And I've told you this before, but my first foray into the Citizens League was probably 15 years ago when Sean Kershaw and company started the Policy and a Pint series.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's great.
Yeah. And so what I love about Citizens League and why I wanted to have you on the podcast is, you know, you're nonpartisan and nonprofit, just like we are, just like the center. Yep. And what I just so, when I learned about your organization 15 years ago, I just love that I could get together with people who are passionate about policy and listen to all different views and just have a conversation. You know, I love that. And I think especially in today's discourse that is a lost art.
yeah, absolutely.
You know, and you know, cause now there's sides and this and that. I've learned so much from participating in some of your work that it's just fantastic. So thank you to the Citizens League for being that nonpartisan nonprofit, that the common good. That's you know, what we're all after.
Yeah. Thank you, Julie. You should come around with us and just help introduce us, because that was so good.
We're working on maybe having some rural events.
So yeah, exactly.
You know, Citizens League is a statewide organization, like you talked about, and I know that you've been focused on more metro, but you're wanting to get out in the rural areas more. Yeah. How do you see the Citizens League being able to help people in greater Minnesota?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I think you and I have talked about this. We definitely have been kind of focused in the metro area, even in the past couple of years and since I've been on staff. But we had a project on water source protection, and we worked in collaboration with the Minnesota Department of Health an environmental initiative. And our role there was really going out into different parts of Greater Minnesota. So I went to Pahrump, Minnesota, had not known where Pahrump was or that it was even a city, if I'm being honest. And I'm a native Minnesotan, so that was kind of embarrassing, but had a chance to go up there, went to Worthington and to other parts. And I think as we're looking forward to the future of Citizens League, and for me as the public policy director, I really want to make sure that when we're doing projects like that and other things that, you know, are touching our sphere, that we are hearing from folks in different parts of Minnesota and specifically in smaller rural communities. Because like you and I have talked about, I mean, you've really opened my eyes to the issues that folks are experiencing in rural communities around, you know, healthcare and the lack of access to affordable and quality healthcare options, even childcare options. And, you know, I think we have a real impact in listening, opportunity to listen to those stories and to start to create, you know, meaningful change in these public policy areas. So that's kind of what I'm hoping that we can do in the next coming year and couple of years, especially with our new leadership coming on as well, is being more intentional about our outreach to folks in rural Minnesota and really hearing people's experiences and their stories.
Yeah, that's great to hear, because I think that people definitely they're wanting to be heard now.
Yes.
You know, and I think, again, that reaching out, and I think in rural areas, more people are, I don't know if they're more quiet, but they're more reserved about sharing their viewpoints. But I think having opportunities like you offer that people can come and learn, I think is huge. You know, I think of Pahrump, and it's okay that you weren't in Pahrump before. I knew where Pahrump was before I started my career, but I had never been there. And, you know, did you get to have some Barlow Fun chips?
I didn't.
When you were there?
Oh, no. I have to go back.
Yeah, Barrel of Fun is there. Tuffy's Dog Food, and there's a licorice.
Oh.
I think it's Wallaby licorice or something. So yeah. Pahrump's great. Worthington is great, too. I go there often, too. But
definitely.
There's a lot of little gems in the state. But what projects are you all working on right now? I know there's the census and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. There's so many things. And I love that you're asking this question, because I think the things we're doing, I really would love for folks in rural communities to get involved and to engage with us in different ways. So we had done a lot of work on the census with the state's office, and we held some census events in specific languages. So we did one in Somali, one in Hmong, and one in Spanish, and we had live English interpretation. So we kind of flipped it, you know, the usual way that events are done. And that was really an amazing experience that we had with all three of them. We're still focused on aging and caregiving. So we have been talking to community members about aging and providing caregiving in their communities. And that's an area I think that, especially when we think about rural Minnesota, wanting to hear the experiences of folks where, you know, those systems might not be in place or they may be spread far apart. We're doing a lot of work in education and looking at higher education and how can we ensure that folks have access to affordable and quality education. And then access to jobs after that as well. And then we still have our Capital Pathways program, which we are on the fifth year. We just finished our fifth year, actually. So, you know, really building up leaders, especially from communities of color, to get involved in the legislative process. And would love, love to have folks from different communities a part of that, especially in rural Minnesota. And then we're going to be launching a social media campaign, actually, which is super exciting. And it's called #MNCivicLeader. And so we're going to be putting out a call for nominations in the next coming months here. But we really wanted to use this platform to highlight leaders that are everyday Minnesotans like ourselves. So it doesn't have to be folks who are running for office or are in office, running an organization, or are in any kind of formal leadership capacity. it's really highlighting individuals in communities around Minnesota who are stepping up and serving in different ways. And whether it's like, you know, rallying their neighbors to register to vote, driving people to the polls, showing up at a local food shelf, or just calling their neighbor to see how they're doing. Those are the folks that we want to highlight with this social media campaign and really elevate their leadership. And so I'm hoping that folks in rural communities will also participate in that. So those are some of the things we have going on. Yeah, it's a lot.
So if they want to participate in that program, what should they do?
Yeah, so we're working with an organization right now to put together that campaign, but I would say subscribe to our newsletter because we'll definitely be putting out information on there. And we're going to be posting it on social media. So follow us on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. And once once it's launched and it's live, we're going to have a nomination form. So it's just a couple of questions actually that folks will have to fill out about this person that they want to nominate. And we'll collect that info. And then we're going to highlight them on our different social media platforms. And then we're going to have an event that kind of brings together all of this in November. So look out for that. I think our tentative date is November 12th, and it's going to be a virtual event, but where we come together and we really highlight the different leadership throughout Minnesota. And again, folks who are just creating impact wherever they are and with what's in front of them. So yeah, super exciting.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I like that. That'll be really good outreach, I mean, for all communities, but especially in rural, that might be a nice little touch point for people to look at that. And you mentioned Capital Pathways, and I know that is a program that the previous executive director, Pahua Hoffman, was so passionate about. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that program?
Yeah, definitely. So exactly what you said, Pahua Hoffman really helped to launch this program. And I think the idea and the way it kind of came about is wanting to recognize that not everybody sees themselves in that policymaking world. And especially when we think about, you know, diversity and the richness of Minnesotans and who all is here, we really wanted to be specific with bringing, you know, young people who identify as folks of color, as Black, Indigenous, or other communities of color, and helping them to see themselves in that policymaking world. And to see themselves up at the Capitol and really creating change. And so this program brings together a cohort of young people who identify as such and really connects them to that policy world. So we do a deep dive into education around public policy. How do you lobby? What does the legislative session look like? And all of the kind of ins and outs of that. And then we actually pair them up with a host organization, and they'll work with a registered lobbyist during the session and actually go up at the Capitol, you know, sit in on committee hearings, possibly testify, and do all of kind of the work that goes into creating, you know, policy change at the Capitol and drafting a bill and building coalitions. So we've been doing it for quite some time, and we've had 164 college students go through it. So really creating a huge impact. And, you know, we would love to have organizations in rural Minnesota, you know, get involved, maybe host a young person too. I think we're going to see, you know, as COVID kind of evolves and, you know, hopefully a vaccine and other things kind of come up, if we can be back in person, that'll be great. But as we run into the next session, I think we'll have to be really creative about using just Zoom and other platforms to do the work. So I think that will open up opportunities for rural Minnesota to get involved. So
that's really cool. Yeah, I think of, you know, there's so many rural colleges, you know, whether it's the Minnesota state system, but also private colleges. And yeah, there's probably some really cool opportunities to work with students from those areas.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And maybe the center, you know, hosting somebody at some point too. Hey.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not a lobbyist, but you know, we're always happy to host people and show them around. And it's always fun at the Capitol. So, definitely. You know, I mentioned before the policy and a pint. series from a while back, but now you have what's called Mind Opener events. Tell me about those.
Yeah, so I'm really glad you brought that up. So we pivoted the Policy in a Pint, and it's now called Policy on Tap. And we finished the last season. And so look out for our new season that's going to hopefully be coming out in the next couple of months here. But Mind Opener is super exciting. This is a event series that we do in partnership with Blue Cross and Blue Shield in Minnesota. And this year, we've really been focused on social determinants of health. And so we have six events in the series. We've done three so far, and we have three left. And so we've done them on housing, economic growth, and health. That was one that we did earlier this year. We did one on early childhood education. We just finished one on food justice. And then we're going to be hosting the next three. One is going to be on urban design and really looking at the impact of design on communities. We're going to look at one around structural racism in healthcare and the impact on Black mothers in particular, just because of the high morbidity rates and health outcomes. And then we're going to look at kind of a deep dive on transportation infrastructure and kind of taking an example of what happened in Minnesota around the Rondo community and the way that 94 really disrupted the Rondo community and the thriving community that was there, and how that kind of ties into just some of the racial disparities that we see within Minnesota. So super exciting topics and conversations that we're having. And I'm looking forward to next year too and what's going to come up, but really encourage folks to check those out.
That's cool. And they're happening online, right? Is it just a Zoom?
Yep. We're doing Zoom meetings. Yeah. So I think we didn't record the first two. The first one was in person. The second one we did not record, but we're going to be recording all of the other ones. So you can find the food justice one on our website right now, actually.
Cool. Well, put a little bug in your ear, and we've talked about it before, but well, maybe next year we can, you know, get a couple, some rural aspects in there, because healthcare, childcare, housing are important, but they're different out in rural areas. And I think that, you know, rural policy is different that way and unique. And so
I would
know as well
that.
As I do that creating policy is difficult, because in an urban area, in Rondo and St. Paul is very different than out here in greater Minnesota. So we'll have to talk about that a little bit, and maybe hopefully in 2021, hopefully we can get together in person, and
that would be awesome.
Do a tour around the state.
I would love that. Oh my gosh, please.
Yeah, that would be fun. You know, it's so interesting being back out here, because I think I told you before, I lived in metropolitan areas for 25 years previous to this, since I moved back home. And it is interesting in my age group, in that 40s age range, people are moving back.
And really?
The brain gain. Yeah, they are. It's very interesting. And I will be curious to see post-COVID if rural communities are growing, and how people coming back or maybe moving where they've never lived in a rural area before, how that will affect communities but affect policy as well.
Yeah, that is fascinating, and that you're seeing this trend, even, that's super interesting, I think.
Yeah, it really is, you know. And I think there's research out there from the University of Minnesota Extension talking about the brain gain and how, you know, when you're 18, you move away.
Yep.
And I think that's for any 18-year-old. You go away, but then you come back. And so in a rural area, when they're starting to have kids and a family and the kids are school age, we're seeing more people coming back in that middle age range to put down roots, or their parents are aging. And so it'll be interesting in the coming years to see how that changes, because you talked about childcare. There's a huge lack of childcare. We have a lack of affordable housing, or just housing in general.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
So there's.
It's such a good
point.
There's
a lot of things we can talk about.
Yeah, a lot of collaboration that we should be doing for sure on these issues.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. That's why I love talking with you guys. There's so many opportunities, and Yeah. So what's your call to action for our listeners out there? What do you want them to remember about the Citizens League, or what do you want them to do to become involved?
Yeah. Great question. I would say first call to action is please, please sign up for our newsletter. That's where you'll get our updates and stay informed on the work that we're doing. I would say second thing, reach out to me. I mean, I'm happy. You can find me if you Google our website, Citizens League. You will find us and you'll find my contact information there. I'm always open to connecting with folks. I want to hear what's going on in your community and how we might be of service to folks in rural communities, and to learn too of issues and policy concerns that folks have that we just might not be aware of. And I would say, please get involved in our events. Again, the newsletter will kind of talk about all those things, but we really want a diverse audience to be a part of these events, to be sharing their knowledge and to be learning with us. So really want to encourage folks to get engaged in those ways. And when I start reaching out, I hope that you'll be open to collaborating with me. So that's the other call to action there is when you see my name, please. Yeah, I hope it'll be welcomed. So, yeah, thanks for asking that.
What I love about what you just said is being of service, because that's something at CRPD I always tell people working on policy, I'm like, we're here to be of service and to help you. We're all about better policy and coming at it from a rural perspective. And so I just think that's wonderful that you all are here, because not every state has a Citizens League.
Exactly. Yeah, it's so true. And you're right. Like, we want to be of service. We want to, you know, I want to make sure and be really intentional about serving our rural communities too. We are statewide, and I think we have a responsibility also to our rural partners to do that work. So I love that you're saying that too. Yeah, both of us, both of our organizations are here to serve. So, hey.
They are. And that's what makes this work great. I mean, we hit it off right away, and I think that's one of the big reasons is we like to help people and be of service and, you know, help again, that common good. And I think, what a great field of work we're in.
I know. I feel really lucky. So, so lucky to be able to do this work. So absolutely.
Agreed. Well, thank you so much for being on our podcast. We greatly appreciate it. I hope that people will go and Google Citizens League. I know it pops right up.
Yeah.
In search. So, and take a look, and so many good programs.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me and having us on the podcast. And again, please, whoever's listening, please reach out. We want to work with you and partner with you. And again, thank you to the center, Julie and everybody, for the great work that you do and for being amazing partners with us in this work.
You've been listening to the Center of Everywhere podcast, where we explore stories of rural Minnesotans who are making a difference in their communities. Rural isn't in the middle of nowhere. It is in the center of everywhere.